All New York City police officers are allowed to work outside jobs, and for the higher ranks, it's much more lucrative than working a few hours as a security guard. WNYC reported yesterday on the outside interests of the small number of top NYPD brass who are required to publicly disclose their finances. We found millions of dollars in private money flowing through upper management with little oversight. Today, we take a closer look at one particular officer, an assistant chief who built a small real estate empire on the side with more entanglements than any other official we found. WNYC's Robert Lewis has the story.
Let's go back 6 years, the night of April 20th, 2010. A 75-year-old man named Vincent Durso dropped off his wife's home health aide on the corner in Morrisania. 4 days later, cops found his car parked here on a shaded side street next to Crotona Park. He was never heard from again. Peter Karunos was a neighbor in Throgsneck.
Everybody was shocked over here. Everybody was shocked when they say he's missing or was killed. But nobody knows what happened.
It wasn't a standard missing person case. Court filings show Vincent Durso was a small-time loan shark who kept $30,000 cash in his jacket. For his family, his disappearance was a tragedy. For NYPD detectives, it was a mystery that remains unsolved. But for one top cop, it was a business opportunity. Assistant Chief Edward Della Torre was running the NYPD's Community Affairs Bureau in 2013 when he bought two buildings that Durso owned from the missing man's grieving daughter. Records show he got the buildings for a below-market price, even as detectives were still investigating Durso's disappearance. No one involved in the Durso sale would talk to WNYC, so there's no way to say how Chief Della Torre came to buy the property. At best, it was simply the case of a broker bringing the Dursos together with Della Torre and his wife, who is a registered broker herself. At worst,
that's an egregious conflict of interest.
Dick Dady is executive director of Good Government Group Citizens Union.
I mean, is he capitalizing on knowledge of the value or the undervalue of such a property that he was able to come in with insider knowledge and profit as a result of the man's death?
WNYC reviewed 6 years' worth of financial disclosure forms for more than 200 high-ranking NYPD officials and used other public records to dig deeper. About three dozen reported outside income. Dozens more are wealthy investors. But none had as many entanglements and possible conflicts of interest as Della Torre. The chief now makes more than $210,000 a year as the NYPD's borough commander for Staten Island. He's also built a portfolio that includes more than a dozen properties in the Bronx and a private security company in which he's invested more than $500,000 with a roster of 19 licensed unarmed guards. Michael Armstrong is chairman of the city's Commission to Combat Police Corruption.
You would like to think that the people running the department get enough money to be satisfied with what they're doing. You don't want them distracted.
Della Torre's empire is concentrated in the tight-knit Italian community in the East Bronx, where he and Durso both lived, according to financial disclosure forms and other city records. They show Chief Della Torre signed a contract to buy the two buildings from Durso's daughter in January 2013, more than 2 years after Durso went missing. The properties, one on White Plains Road and the other on 3rd Avenue, were appraised at $960,000. But the daughter, who declined to talk to WNYC, was trying to settle the estate and care for her ailing mother, so she agreed to sell for $800,000.
Is the owner in?
Eddie Ricketts runs a barber shop in the building on White Plains Road. He says Durso was a good guy, sometimes cut him a break on rent.
I mean, this new person, he doubled my rent and everything.
In addition to the missing man's properties, records show that Della Torre has also done some wheeling and dealing with local power brokers, including a veteran Bronx politician.
My name is Mike Benedetto. I'm a state assemblyman.
Records show that Della Torre bought three buildings on East Tremont Avenue with Benedetto's former business partner and current chief of staff, John Colazzi. One was a commercial building. Chief Della Torre and Colazzi were in a group of partners that bought it in 2003. Then City Councilman Lou Fiedler was attorney on the deal. Now it's home to Benedetto's district office. The state has paid more than $250,000 in public money since 2009 to rent the office from Della Torre. Assemblyman Benedetto says Della Torre is a good landlord.
Our relationship is, besides being friendly, is really just business. And we never really mix the two areas, his business and my responsibility to the public.
State Senator Jeff Klein, a Democrat who represents the neighborhood, also rented space in Chief Della Torre's building for a campaign office, paying more than $75,000 since 2009. It also housed the Bronx Times Reporter, the community newspaper Colassi founded with Benedetto in the 1980s. Della the next couple years, Della Torre and Colassi bought the two adjacent buildings. But in December 2011, Colassi signed over his share to Della Torre. That transaction took place 3 days after Della Torre was promoted to run the NYPD's Community Affairs Bureau. That's the bureau that interacts with neighborhood leaders and local politicians. Records say the sale price for the two buildings was $0. It's unclear if the transfer was a gift. If it was, Della Torre didn't list it on his financial disclosure form. If money did change hands, there's no public record of the terms or any real estate transfer taxes being paid. Colassi says he no longer owns properties with Della Torre, but he declined to talk about the deals, which he calls a personal matter. Dick Dady of Citizens Union says financial dealings between a top cop and local business and political leaders aren't automatically wrong, but they can be problematic.
It does undermine trust in the system if people have questions, and they occur quite regularly about whether something is appropriate or not.
WNYC requested an interview with Della Torre. As a patrol commander on Staten Island, he's gotten praise for his handling of that borough's heroin epidemic. Through an aide, he declined. But on a recent Monday, WNYC found Della Torre working out of an office in that building on East Tremont, one floor below the assemblyman in space he shares with the Bronx Times. An employee said Della Torre was too busy to speak and asked WNYC to leave.
You have to ask me to leave?
She wouldn't say how often the chief works out of the office. A few minutes later, Della Torre left the building.
Chief Robert Lewis, WNYC.
Mr. Lewis, you know the rules. You gotta call DCPI.
That's the NYPD's Office of Public Information. Police aren't allowed to talk about department business without getting approval, but they can talk about their own business.
This is your personal finances.
You got to call DCPI.
You're authorized to talk about it.
No, I'm not. Until they tell me.
Why did you buy a loan shark's property from his family while the NYPD was investigating it?
Call DCPI, please.
I will, but why did you buy a property from a missing loan shark?
Like I said, call DCPI, please.
Will you speak? If DCPI says you can talk, will you speak?
WNYC did call DCPI. They wouldn't comment and said Della Torre can speak for himself. Della Torre did not respond to a follow-up call. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.